a ministry standing by with relief in Indonesia's quake zone. Voodoo Holidays provide ministry opportunities in Haiti, and HCJB Global celebrates a longtime friendship and radio partnership. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Relief efforts are underway in Sumatra, Indonesia, after a series of strong earthquakes shook the area. AMG International's Roger Thomas says they have a church planter in Bengkulu, southwestern Sumatra. Although there have been strong aftershocks, the damage there has been minimal. However, Thomas says they're ready for action.
We generally use our church planting places as a base of operations for reaching out when these things happen. So if this church planter lets us know that there is a need in that region, then that'll be coordinated and come from our headquarters there in Solo.
Thomas says this crisis might allow the hope of the gospel to penetrate in areas that would otherwise be closed. He urges prayer.
It's difficult going in that region, but in response to a disaster like an earthquake or a tsunami, the Christians are generally the ones out there first to give whatever relief, comfort, assistance they can.
Meanwhile, dissatisfaction with Hinduism and fear of guerrilla warfare is making Nepal ripe for the gospel. Operation Mobilization's Dave McBride says there's unusual things happening there. He witnessed open-air preaching and met people asking for New Testaments. But why now?
There's just this ongoing political turmoil. Democracy hasn't worked out. So it's like every ism, every hope they've had has just died. And here's Jesus, and they're saying, let's embrace Jesus.
A little over a year ago, Nepal reestablished a republic which drew Maoist guerrillas to join political forces. The republic strengthened secularism and opened doors for the gospel. But now, November's elections could put some extremely distrusted Maoists in government positions. McBride says believers can help.
They really need to pray for the Maoists to, A, not get in power, but B, if they don't get in power, to not return to the trenches and fight.
You're listening to Mission Network News. There are 13 voodoo holidays between June and September. Voodoo worshippers deify a mixture of African gods and Catholic saints and practice spiritism. At the moment, the flurry of ceremonies has had an interesting impact on a burn clinic ministry in Haiti. For Haiti with Love's Rosalinda Hart says,
it seems like there's like a season for it. Right now, a clinic has, you know, people burning from neck all the way down to their ankle. I've heard that it's mostly from the voodoo rituals that they're going to. It's three jars of silverdine creams like every other day, and a lot of bandages and tape.
DeHart notes that as they respond to the physical need, they also address the evident spiritual ones.
With the burn patients, we always tell them about, you know, about Christ when they come in, especially when we know that they've been born from a voodoo priest. You know, we tell them about Jesus and tell them how He died for them.
Next, a Hindu chaplain has led prayers in the U.S., California, and Nevada legislatures. That's evidence that Hinduism is having a growing influence on the U.S. culture. Well, the nation's home to more than 800 Hindu temples. However, second and third generation Indians aren't as religious. North American believers have a unique opportunity to reach out to an international population without having to go overseas. Pray that God will place a burden on the hearts of Christians for this type of ministry. And longtime partners of HCJB Global, Paul and Sylvia Hollinger, received the First Timothy Award for their work at 94.5 WDAC Lancaster, Pennsylvania. They were awarded for their faithful ministry and friendship, characteristics that Paul encouraged his disciple Timothy to develop. The Hollingers have played an important part in funding major HCJB Global projects, including the first full-time Christian radio station in Papua New Guinea. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line 1-800-995-4828, or you can see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.